So the question is that if we are practicing bhakti, but then say because of something we go away a little bit from Krishna, how can we go back there and how can we go in further ahead towards Krishna while doing our material activities also? So you know, water, say if this floor is inclined, it's tilted in a particular way, then if I pour water over here, the water will naturally go in this direction because the inclination is of the floor in that direction. So like that, all of us have certain inclinations. Now, inclination means our thoughts, our desires, our ambitions, they all flow in a particular direction. So suppose, say, somebody has a lot of interest in music. Then, whenever some music comes up, they get very caught in that. They can easily connect with that. Easily they can absorb themselves in that. So somebody else, it may be art. Somebody else, it may be language. There are different fields in which we may find ourselves interested. So, we have to, if we consider the circle of bhakti to be one circle, and the circle of our interests to be another circle. Now, these two circles, they intersect somewhere. Where that intersection point comes, intersection sector comes, you know. That means what is it that I like to do and what is it that is in the practice of bhakti? Where do the two intersect? If I can find that, and then because we like to do that, we will naturally do that. We'll happily do that. And because it is also within the circle of bhakti, we can move forward towards Krishna easily. So once we become habituated to doing that, then we can very steadily and rapidly move towards Krishna. So while we are practicing bhakti, while we are doing our studies, while we are observing ourselves, then we can try to find out what it is that we like to do. And we try to develop that. So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Siddha, this is called as Uddipan. Uddipan means that which acts as a spiritual stimulus. So all of us have certain stimulus which attract us. So somebody is mad for cricket. In India, when the World Cup was going on, if you go along in a car for a program, you can see young people, you know, they are swinging their hands. They're imagining, oh, I'm a batsman and somebody's bowling and they're hitting. So what is happening? People are in their own world. So why? Because they are attached to cricket. So when we are attached to something, then naturally we think of those things. So we have to find out what is the circle of our interests and what is the circle of Krishna Bhakti. Where is the intersection? And if we can situate ourselves in that intersection, we can move forward rapidly. That's one part. Second part is that, say, if we had been at this level earlier, now we have come to this level, now we want to rise up again. So the important thing is to never become discouraged. Now suppose two players are fighting a boxing match. And say one person, it's a big blow. And this player falls back. He's fallen on the ground. It's been quite a severe blow. Now, if this boxer has fallen down, what should he do if he wants to be encouraged? He needs to look at the coach. His coach says, come on, fight. Isn't it? But suppose instead of looking at this coach, he looks at the other boxer only. He says, do you think I can win? What do you think this boxer will say? Never! I'll crush you! Accept defeat right now! So now, when somebody is fighting a boxing match, if they want encouragement, they won't get it from the opposing boxer. They need their own coach for that. So like that, sometimes in our inside us, we can consider that we are fighting a boxing match with the mind. The mind acts as our enemy. And sometimes the mind makes us do stupid things. And then we are knocked down. Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Or I just feel I wasted my time, I did that. But then, if you want encouragement, if you want to rise again, the mind is very tricky. First it makes us do the wrong thing. And then it says, you are such a big fool. You are such a big fool. You will never learn. You are hopeless. So the mind defeats us and then discourages us. So whenever we feel discouraged, you know, we shouldn't just keep hearing our inside voice. That inside voice will discourage us more and more. We have to have some friends, some elders, our parents who will encourage us. They are our coaches. So all of us in our life will go through phases when we are at this practice level, we may go lower. It happens to everyone. That is just the way of life, that we cannot always be at this consistent level. There will be ups and downs. But when we go down, at that time we shouldn't become discouraged. If we become discouraged, then there is no hope for us. If the boxer has fallen down, he's been knocked down, but not been knocked out. He's knocked down, he's fallen down, but not knocked out. He's still awake, still conscious, still can get up and fight. So sometimes we may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. So what we have to do is, we have to look at our coach. So all of us need to have some friends, some guides who will encourage us when we feel down. And then with their encouragement, we can rise. Actually, that is what happened to Arjuna at the start of the Gita. What happened at the start? You know, Arjuna, if you see in the first chapter, he's picked up his bow and he's ready to fight. At that time, when he sees all the soldiers on the opposite side, he sees his relatives and he says, I can't fight. Visrujyasasharam chapam shokasam vignamanasaha. He put aside his bow, feeling dejected. He felt dejected. But what did he do at that time? He turned towards Krishna. And the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita ends, 46th verse ends with Arjuna putting down his bow. That is the last verse of the Bhagavad Gita, that is 18.78. It ends with describing that Arjuna has picked up his bow. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Partha Dhanurdhara. Arjuna has picked up his bow. So like that, what does it mean? Arjuna's bow represents our enthusiasm, our encouragement. So in life, things may happen because of which we become discouraged. Just like Arjuna became discouraged. But then when we hear Krishna's message, when we get the wisdom from Krishna or Krishna's devotees, just as Arjuna lifted up his bow and became ready to fight, similarly, we too can become ready to fight. We also become inspired. We also become enthusiastic. So that happens when we hear from the right source. Otherwise, if we keep hearing from the mind, first the mind makes us do wrong and then it condemns us for doing wrong. So we have to be careful whom we hear from. Never become discouraged no matter what happens. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? One last question.